Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90 exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Watching any sport is a hell of a lot more exciting when you got a little something-something riding on the game. But what happens when the season is over? At MyBookie, there is no off-season. NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball, NHL, boxing, heck, table tennis, MMA, and more. If they got it, you can bet it. If the games are being played, the line is on the board at MyBookie. Just remember, where you bet, though, is every bit as important, if not more so than what you're betting on. That's why I tell all my friends to go to mybookie.ag. Oh, but my state just approved it. There's a big whatever, or these guys are in the market. Nah, Johnny come latelys. You want to trust them? Trust the bookie I've been working with for years, MyBookie. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does it matter? Oh, I don't know. Maybe a million reasons. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. You name it. Plus, you get a bonus with me at mybookie.ag. Use promo code Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. That's promo code ZABE, and get your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code ZABE to claim the offer. You bet, you win, and most importantly, you get paid with mybookie.ag. This is the Zabe Cast. From the mean streets of McLean, Virginia, to the Harvard of the West, UC Santa Barbara. You got 30 minutes for some honest conversation about sports, life, and more? Well, good. Buckle up and let's go. Wednesday, April 30, 2025. Thank you for downloading. I am all screwed up for the week. I recorded the Sunday podcast to run Monday with Andy, and then completely forgot about it. It wasn't until late on Monday that Podmaster extraordinaire Chris Broussard, no relation to the guy on TV, texts me saying, so we back on schedule tonight with another pod? And I'm like, I put one out last night. He said, where? And I was like, oh, snap. Had it in the can, ready to go, forgot about it. My apologies. So we're going to catch up as the week goes on. Today, I got my boy Mark Spencer from Duval. He's with 44 Pro in their bat division. Baseball guy, but as a psycho Jags fan. And he will tell me why their 35-year-old GM had no problem spending extra assets to scooch up a few spots to take Travis Hunter, who is going to play both ways. We'll get to Mark in just a bit. Plus, the funniest, although ridiculous, although fascinating, viral memes going around right now, the 100-man, one gorilla challenge. But first, I cannot believe, in addition to not posting the Andy podcast on schedule, that I never got to the biggest story with him of the weekend, which is the approval of a stadium plan between the Commanders' new owner, Josh Harris, and the mayor of D.C. for a $3.7 billion new stadium, a beautiful, translucent, and or clear plexiglass, I hope it's some impact glass, roofed stadium, not a retractable dome, and no, not a natural grass field, but yes, in the place that it belongs, right there on the site of the old RFK Stadium. It ties the whole market together. Maryland, Virginia, D.C., this stadium looks beautiful, and the plan seems sensible, as Harris is going to pony up close to 75% of the cost. That is a lot more than some other stadiums around the league. It's not 100% like it was in LA, but it's about the best deal that DC could possibly get. The project is right as well to add other amenities and business and restaurants, etc., on the footprint of that DC parcel of land that they finally got control of. As good as the deal is, as nice as the stadium looks, as generous as the funding is compared to other cities, do not underestimate the ability of DC to fuck it up, because they can. And it's not a done deal yet. It'll never be a done deal. You'll never be able to go, okay, we're good now, until shovels are in the dirt and they're actually building it. But it's 65,000 seats. The parking is greatly reduced because it'll be so easy to get to via Metro. I think they said they went from 22,000 parking spaces at the current stadium out in Landover to 8,000 parking spaces downtown, which is a bit of a bummer for tailgating. And yes, not being out in the elements, rugged NFC East football, you just got to get over that. I think if you're a Commander fan, if you're a DC native, that is like, I want it to be like the old RFK. It just isn't. It'll never be. And the stadium size is about right, 65,000 or similar to the Allegiant Stadium footprint and capacity that the Raiders are in, where they did have a Super Bowl. They waived their rules of, well, you know, we had rules like said Super Bowls, you got to have at least 80,000 seats. The NFL is finally realizing, well, we'll just charge more for 15,000 fewer seats in the big game if the stadium is right and everything else. This will be a Super Bowl city if they build it, and they will hold the draft, and they'll do all kinds of things if they get it done. Now, me personally, you're probably saying, well, do you like it, Abe? Are you coming back? If they build it out, are you coming back? It's not that I'm not coming back. I'm still here. I still live here most of the time in Virginia. And I'm happy for Commanders fans. And I will go to games, and I will go to this new stadium in 6 years, 5 years. I think 2030 was their target opening date. And I'll be happy. I'll want them to be great. I'll please protect Jaden Daniels. He's amazing. But this whole thing about fandom, like what do you want me to say in terms of being back, living and dying with the team? I don't think I'm ever going to live and die with any team ever again. I'll be happy when teams succeed, but it looks like a good stadium deal. Hopefully they can get it done. The glass roof, I don't know how they're going to engineer that so that A, it doesn't get dirty as hell. Like, my first thought was, well, the Windex budget on that stadium is going to be through the roof. How do you clean that much glass surface, especially as a roof? And then I thought, well, maybe you call it Windex Field. Just get the sponsorship right there. Boom, done. But the whole thing about it is going to be artificial turf inside. Look, to me, the modern field grass or whatever the athletic turf they call it, the modern, quote, AstroTurf, to me, it's so good, the good stuff, that all you're really doing, if you were to insist on, well, we could still have a dome, but I want to have a retractable tray of grass we can slide out into the parking lot. Takes up space. You still have tricky conditions to grow the grass as the fall, as the summer turns to fall, turns to winter. And all for what? So you can say it's natural. So you can say, ooh, there's worms in this field. We're talking an expense of probably another $300 to $500 million for a retractable field, plus maintenance, plus growing costs, just for worms. You don't need it. I've been to Minnesota. Minnesota is a great stadium with a translucent roof, not clear. The light pours in. It's awesome in all weather. And yeah, the field is fake. No worms. Great place to watch a football game. We'll see if it gets built and how quick. NBA, The playoffs have been very compelling in some of the series. Not so much in the now over Cavaliers Heat series, in which the Heat get swept. And they get swept by getting blown out by 54 in Game 4. They set a new record, did the Heat, for the largest losing deficit in a four-game series. I believe 122 points. If you have the Heat plus 121 in scoring differential for the series, you lost! Also, it was 75-25 at one point in the game. That is flat-out quitting. Now, the Cavaliers are very good, but this whole notion of Heat culture. Oh, ooh, Heat culture. My ass, Heat culture. They quit, and good for TNT and Charles Barkley and others to call them out on it. The Bucks are not quitting. Right now, I'm watching their Game 5, in which they're down 3-1. They lost Dame for the rest of the series because of his torn Achilles. They're actually in it against Indiana, fourth quarter, 9 minutes to go. I believe firmly in not going out like a bitch. But the Miami Heat did. Major League Baseball has these new City Connect jerseys. I'm sure you've seen them. They are supposed to pay homage to some aspect of the city of the team they are in. And so they have little wrinkles and flourishes and patches that represent the team and the culture of the city. And the Brewers, for example, have a little Brewers logo that is actually in the shape of a small hibachi grill on the sleeve. And everybody loves it because that is the de facto icon of summer in Wisconsin. Wherever you're going, whether it's to a ball game, to a boat dock party, or a barbecue in somebody's driveway, you got to have the hibachi. So that's cool. Other than the little wrinkles that kind of tie it to the city, a lot of these jerseys are just weirdo alts. And the Chicago White Sox unveiled their City Connect, and it looks like the Chicago Bulls had an illicit child with the White Sox and made a baseball jersey out of it. It is completely red and black with white trim. The Chicago font looks just like the Bulls font that was on their jerseys during the Jordan heydays. And I'm looking at it going, okay, I guess you just did another way to sell jerseys. And it's pretty shameless. Reinsdorf, of course, owns both teams, so that makes sense. But it got me to thinking, so what's next once we run through the whole City Connect thing? We've got that whole layer of baseball alternates. What's next? And I thought, how about a suburb connect? So you got the City Connect. What does the suburbs connects look like in baseball? And before you laugh, remember, they got jerseys to sell people. And once everyone's got the home, the road, the alt, the Memorial Day, the Mother's Day, the City Connect, you gotta plow new ground. Think about it. The Suburb Connect series. The Jordan Hudson thing is getting worse. What? You didn't think it would? TMZ reporting that young Ms. Hudson was even more of a pain in the ass during Belichick's disastrous interview with CBS, and that she stormed off the set at one point for about 30 minutes and delayed taping of the interview. They were supposed to do a follow-up interview, but that got scrubbed. And now, one day later, Jordan Hudson has reactivated her Twitter account, which she had not been active on because she's 24. Twitter's for the olds, people. And she reactivated her Twitter account, starts aggressively retweeting people, defending Belichick and slamming CBS. And she also, on Instagram, took a screenshot of an email from Belichick complaining to his publishers about how they were positioning his book and what was to be said in it. This is going to end really badly. We are at DEFCON 3 of the Jordan Hudson meltdown that is inevitable at this point. And DEFCON 5 would have been just Bill Belichick taking the job at North Carolina with a normal age-appropriate girlfriend like the now former GF of BB, old Linda Holiday, who is about 25 years his junior. That's DEFCON 5. DEFCON 4 is Hudson being so involved. Now we're at DEFCON 3 because of how poorly this interview went and now the follow-up email, which, yeah, is not going to make things any quieter. It is absolute gold. It is fodder for us in the chattering class. Of course, it's none of our business, but in a way it is a football story because here's where I see this ending. Here's where I see it all blowing up. She's involved with the team after a tough loss. Team is struggling out of the gate. They're 1-5, say, just hypothetically. She's in the locker room, bossing people around. One of the players, one of their top 5-star guys, says something to her about, hey, take that somewhere else. I don't want to deal with this. She snaps at him. He snaps back because he's a 19-year-old kid who has less filter and less give a shit about everything in life, and it becomes a major incident. And then next thing you know, that 5-star's in the portal. Next thing you know, the 5-star's at a different school, and he is telling all about how dysfunctional it was at North Carolina. We're headed for that. Can it be averted? Can it be cut off at the pass? I don't know. I doubt it. It's gotten this far, right? Coming up, how good will Travis Hunter be with the Jaguars? Where will he play? And how is my boy Spence excited for it? You are listening to the Zabecast. Watching any sport is a hell of a lot more exciting when you got a little something-something riding on the game. But what happens when the season is over? At my bookie, there is no off-season. NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball, NHL, boxing, heck, table tennis, MMA, and more. If they got it, you can bet it. If the games are being played, the line is on the board at my bookie. Just remember, where you bet, though, is every bit as important, if not more so than what you're betting on. That's why I tell all my friends to go to mybookie.ag. Oh, but my state just approved it. There's a big whatever, or these guys are in the market. Nah, Johnny come latelys. You want to trust them? Trust the bookie I've been working with for years, MyBookie. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does it matter? Oh, I don't know. Maybe a million reasons. Better lines, better payouts, less rules, you name it. Plus, you get a bonus with me at mybookie.ag. Use promo code Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. That's promo code Zabe. And get your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code Zabe to claim the offer. You bet, you win, and most importantly, you get paid with mybookie.ag.
Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90 exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
In my hood, yeah, dog, it's kind of hard in these parts. Homicide, chalk and bodies like...
Let's go to Duval, everybody. This is Duval by the rapper Florida Water.
Jackson, won't you meet me at the Amoco, right across from Pax?
I don't even know where that is.
Got grade A butter deals.
Grade A butter deals. Chances my boy Mark Spencer has heard of this artist.
Hello, sir.
You're live on the Zabecast. I'm playing some Duval by Florida Water. Have you ever heard this cat? Or is this just some random YouTube rapper?
He's a rando. Yeah, I think he's a rando.
What is the best song for Duval, which is the battle cry of your county and, of course, the Jacksonville Jaguars?
Well, it doesn't say Duval on the song, but there was a back in our year in 1999 with our year that we, you know, we finished the season with three losses, all three to the Titans.
Oof.
Yeah, that was it still stings 26 years later.
Yes.
The you know, Jimmy Smith, that was in the era of, hey, we're playing good, let's do a rap song, right? So they did this horrible rap song, but it has made a resurgence in the last couple of years. And
what is it?
I'm trying to, it's so, okay, let me, I'm going to, on the fly.
I'm going to look for it right now as I search it. By the way, Mark Spencer, our host last fall for the Packers and Jaguars game, and a very gentlemanly loser as the Packers eked one out in overtime, as Packer fans near us in the stands were taunting everybody, these two very drunk wine moms, but he took it in stride. And nobody loves his hometown, his now adopted hometown of Jacksonville or the Jaguars more than my guy Spence. He, of course, is can be found online at the data cage, the bat doctor, because you fit baseball players, high level baseball players, for the best bats are out there. And I've been meaning to talk to you about these torpedo bats. We'll get to that in a second. Is it Jaguars?
I think it is.
Oh boy, you ready for this one here?
Here you go. Ready?
What you gonna do?
Get ready for it. Get ready for it.
Falcons, what you gonna do? Browns, what you gonna do?
Are they gonna go through every single team in the league?
It's coming for you.
Okay, the drop's coming. Right there. So if you search, so the uh-oh part, is iconic. And if you search Travis Hunter walking into the facility a couple of days ago, all the staff was lined up in the hallway going, uh-oh, and they were singing to him, and he was dancing down the hallway. So that's the reference to this.
Take them down, ATL bound, Super Bowl bound.
This guy's Jay Ski. Two words, J-S-K-I. Topic. Although, no, this just might be some fan. He's only got 20 subscribers. So I hit the boys this morning with some stadium talk, Spence.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because we were talking, I forget how it came up, but I was like, there's a new stadium, you know, going up. They hope in Washington. And they unleashed the renderings for it, which has a lot of glass. It's like a glass roof, not retractable. And I said, as soon as I saw it, it was beautiful in the rendering, but all I could think about was, holy shit, the Windex budget on that place is going to be astronomical.
Or it's kind of like a magnifying glass. It's going to heat it up.
Well, that's my other thing was, like, I'm sure they have some.
Yeah, there's got to be technology. Yes,
there's got to be high-tech filters or UV film to keep it from heating up. But the big complaint among some of my Commander buddies is that the field is going to be artificial. It's not going to be retractable. Mm-hmm. They're not going to do the slide-out tray. And I said to them, this is where you as a athlete and the guy in the sports world can probably come down one way or the other. I said, look, basically now what you're asking for is you want to pay several hundred million dollars for worms, because that's what it's down to. I think the newer version of synthetic turf is really, really good. The players hate it still, but I think they don't actually look at the data on injuries. I said, you're going to spend a couple billion dollars on this thing. You got to keep the cost from spiraling if you try to build it with a retractable tray just so you could grow worm grass. Just forget the worms. You're going to have an indoor stadium.
How has that gone in Arizona and Las Vegas? I mean,
it's struggled.
Really struggle bus, right? And I think
and they've
the
got
location of the stadium is
growing,
a lot. But,
they got perfect growing conditions. So I said, look, they're still a long way from actually getting the money to build this, but it's at least a good intermediate step. I then hit him with Travis Hunter was really excited to be a Jag, but he's going to be a vagabond for 3 years.
Yeah.
Three years, right? While you're going to be redoing the stadium?
One, really. So this will be fall 20 of 25. So it will be inside the bowl. right? Because we're in the business, we call it a bowl. We won't call it a stadium. All right, inside the bowl, you won't know the difference.
Are the Jags playing at home this year?
Yes.
Okay.
With no difference. Inside the bowl, you will not know a difference.
Outside the bowl, they're reconstructing a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, they've already started to tear. They've torn down some of the staircases up to the top. Like, okay. They're already breaking stuff down. In 26, so the following fall, it will be reduced capacity. I'm thinking probably one half of the stadium will be knocked down, probably the half opposite the TV cameras, right?
Okay.
And then in 27, we will be remote. And it is no coincidence that in Orlando, so 2 hours away, in Orlando, they just passed a big thing about revamping Camping World Stadium to have it ready in 26 to add some upgrades, because it looks like they are going to host the Jaguars in 27. And then the new stadium will be finished and complete and ready to rock full capacity in 28.
All right, so not vagabonds.
So right for Trevor's third contract. Yeah.
There you go.
With his two Super Bowl rings. Yes.
Okay. So you have been the biggest Trevor
defender? You better say defender. Don't say apologist. There's nothing to apologize for.
No, I've just got brain locked this morning. Trevor, you've been a huge Trevor Lawrence stan. Can I call you a stan?
You can, no question. That
you've believed in him this whole time, and you still are. You must be, Spence, ecstatic for Travis Hunter.
I am so excited. I just hope he studies the playbook. Like how many examples in the NFL, even college, do we have to have with amazing athletes? Especially nowadays, going from college to pro, where there's like three plays in college now, right? They never huddle, and they go option one, two, or three. And then these extremely diverse. The good news, he's got a high GPA in college. Okay, he seems like a pretty sharp guy.
I think he's got a great head on his shoulders.
Yes,
exact opposite, ironically enough, of his teammate Shadur.
Yeah, and I think what scares us is when we had Calvin Ridley. We signed him a couple years ago, right? And this freakish talent, but it turns out I don't think he knows how to read, and so he couldn't study the playbook, and it was a disaster.
Yeah,
right. And
so the biggest question is how much are you going to let him play defense?
Well, I think it's situational. Okay, if the Jaguars go up. I know this is going to make you sit back in your chair and shake your head.
If the Jaguars go up a couple, in hand, up 35 to 3.
No. Let's say other team gets the ball on kickoff. They go score field goal. Jack score a touchdown. Hold them, score a field goal. We're up 10-3. Maybe another field goal, 13-3. Things change. Because Liam Cohen's offense, and he has said it, is a run-based offense. Okay. And then he utilizes tight ends to then do, and then he wants to take shots, but it's all about ball control and everything. And once this team gets up, then things shift. Then you can say, okay, because we have BTJ, okay? And so now it's like, okay, now we can go more, 31 personnel or 13 personnel. We could go, with one wide out maybe, and then he's not even on the field on offense.
Okay,
he's now going to play defense.
Your former quarterback days in high school have got me completely buried at this point with all your terminology. Let me just cut it straight. Is he playing both ways?
Yes,
he is.
But he
have
will
they
study
said that.
Yes, they have said
is
it.
Is he primarily a wideout?
Yes.
Okay, if he's as good as everyone thinks, him opposite Brian Robinson is sick.
Yeah, unbelievable.
Sick.
Unbelievable.
With Trevor healthy. And by the way, how's his shoulder
right.
doing after surgery? He had surgery, right?
So he's throwing.
Okay.
But so it's his non-throwing shoulder, which is good, right? So it's, he just needs to get healthy, obviously.
I mean, last year, Brian Robinson had big numbers with...
Brian Thomas.
I said Robinson. Yep. Brian Thomas had big numbers with shit quarterbacks.
Shit. Correct. Well, shit quarterback, no run offense to balance it. Like, everybody knew they were going to him. If we have some balance, you know, it's a run. Liam Cohen has a run centric philosophy. I mean, that's what he does.
So I bet you were happy. So the trade, was it too much in your opinion to go up and get him?
Well, when you look at, he was the number one ranked wide receiver and the number one ranked defensive back. We got both of those guys for a first and a second. That's pretty good.
Right. He's sort of, and I hesitate to say this, he's sort of the Shohei Ohtani of football.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Maybe.
Maybe. That's a lot. I'm not going to go as much of a homer. I am. I ain't going there yet. I would just say
no,
though,
but your point is he brings added value because he will play some for you on defense.
Yes.
Not and full so, snaps both ways. That's insane. But it'll give you some flexibility and depth.
I think there's two points I want to get across. Number one, Gladstone with that trade, okay, or our 34-year-old GM, with that trade, then he did some later trades. Next year, we have four picks in the first 2 days. Okay. It's not like we mortgage the future. We have four picks in the first two rounds next year.
How did he do that?
Just more maneuvering. This is what he was with the Rams for 9 years before this.
Okay. I'm thinking about Travis Hunter now, talking to you and thinking about it. Okay. This is where the value is. If he's good at the pros at wide receiver and DB, which I do think he will be, and I like the head on his shoulder. Added value because you're bouncing along the season. Your offense is mostly fine, but your secondary has been decimated by injuries. He can step right in.
Yes.
He can step right in. So there might be games, a 2 or 3 game stretch, where he only gets 10 snaps on offense.
Yes.
Big whoop. But he's such a threat and a danger, those 10 snaps, that you have to account for him. There's the value right there.
And he's playing a position in cornerback that you don't have to spend. Like, he will probably spend, from what I understand, about 90% of his time studying the offensive playbook. It is very in-depth, right? This is very detailed stuff. On the defensive side, he's going to be the man-up guy. He's going to come in, and his job, okay, you've got this half of the field, and you cover him. That's your job. So he'll spend about 10% of his time just kind of understanding the basics of the defense. So his time spent is more of the Jaguars defense learning him than him learning the Jaguars defense. And then on the offensive side, he'll be spending his time like anyone else, understanding all the philosophies and all the situational things he needs to understand on the offensive side. So the good thing, he's not like a running back and middle linebacker. You know, the middle linebacker is going to have to be making calls. Also, there's no way he could play both ways if you're those two positions. If your other position on the defense is DB and you're a lockdown, the fastest closing rate in the history of closing rate measuring for the last 12 years, which he is, over 8,400 defensive backs have been measured. Nobody closes on a closing rate faster than Travis Hunter.
Damn.
So you say your job is go lock down a guy because situational. Now, would that work 60 plays a game? No, but that's not what we're having him for.
Might be 20.
Situationally, he can come in and do it.
Yeah. He also must be thrilled that he was just so happy to be drafted by you guys.
I know that the city, Duval,
very proud, but it's not for everybody, and he instantly jumped into it.
And that's 100% accurate. It is rare for someone to say, man, I love being here. I'm excited to be here, right? And, you know, we've had a couple of guys. is it not CJ? Who was the defensive back that basically quit and then he went to Carolina? He was our number one pick out of Florida.
Well, you know, he went to high school in Georgia, but he was born in West Palm.
It's
the part of the country. I think a guy like that, and he played in Colorado where it's cold as fuck half the time.
I think
he was just happy to be back in the warm, to be honest. I think he thrives
he likes to fish.
On that. And he likes to fish, so there you go. Now, let's talk about your GM.
Yeah.
James Gladstone, 35 years old. This was him at the press conference talking about why Travis Hunter. This is a dizzy.
As we sit here, Travis Hunter is a Jacksonville Jaguar, and really what comes to mind for me, right, thinking about the sport of football and really the power of the game itself, right? It's capacity to ignite belief, right? Belief in ourselves, belief in others, right? Belief in achieving what many may deem impossible. Travis Hunter, he embodies belief, right? He's a rare person, he's a rare player, but he's also a reminder that the boundaries of the game of football were built to be challenged.
Give me the woo-woo, baby.
Oh, so good. And my other favorite part of this weekend was him saying, basically, F them picks, right?
F them kids. F them picks.
And he said, F them picks.
And, man, I want to work for somebody once in my life that gasses me up quite like that. He inspires belief in the impossible. So you say they got, you got this guy from the Rams for 9 years.
Yeah.
He looks like a McVay clone. Great hair, young guy, blue eyes, and I'm sure very smart, but it's a tricky job being a GM in the NFL, and one or two bad injuries can really make you look like a clown.
But, you know, he's been in there when, you know, they drafted Cooper Kupp in the third round. 2 years ago, they drafted Nakua.
Oh, that's a great one right there.
Think about that. It's
although
Nakua, this guy wasn't has Nakua, been in the draft rooms.
Wasn't Nakua a sixth rounder? I'm going to look that up. He was even later, I want to say.
Yeah, but they got him before. They're on guys, and they get guys. They get more like football players.
Puka Nakua was a fifth round pick, played at Washington and BYU. You know, when you're that late and you turn out that good, I almost start to flip it by saying, no, you don't get credit for that. You're an idiot for passing on him at least two or three times when you should have.
Well, if you look at like how we did our draft this year, you know, we had some needs. Interior line for us is pretty difficult. But it looks like once a certain position, like they went, I would say their theory was best available player unless maybe a couple of our top guys are starting to go.
Yeah.
And so we went positionally. Like we went receiver, you know, with Travis. Then we went DB with Ransall from Tulane, but moving him to safety. We needed safety help. Then we went offensive guard, you know, and then we went running back. We need some running back because, you know, with Tank and ETN, Tank is a fumble machine, and ETN's on the last year of his rookie deal. Okay. And so then we went linebacker. We need a linebacker. Then we went another linebacker because we were thin. Right. I really liked how he did the draft so far. Now, I say I like it. I haven't seen a play yet. So I would just say there's no red flags yet, right?
Okay.
So very
exciting times.
It's very entertaining.
He's gonna wear number 12, which he wore in college. Formerly worn by Mike Brown, Devin Duvernay, Tyron Johnson, Luke McCown, Jonathan Quinn, and Dede Westbrook.
Yeah, my boy Dede out of Oklahoma. Yep.
There you go. Yeah, the Oklahoma, your alma mater, right?
Yes.
Attaboy. Yes. Okay, let's talk bats for a second.
Yeah.
So you work for, remind me again, your company.
Yeah, the 44 Pro. So if you've got some listeners that are fans of an MLB team, when you see on the glove, the on the back of the wrist where it has a 4 and then a backwards 4, that's us. We're the third most worn glove in Major League Baseball. And we decided to get into bats a couple years ago, and that's my job. I am the product manager on the bat side.
Okay, and also good for youth players, high school players that want good bats.
In college, yeah. Georgia Tech uses our bats exclusively, among others, yeah.
So you fit guys for bats like a golf pro fits dudes for drivers.
Exactly like it, yes.
Talk to me about these torpedo bats.
So the torpedo bat difference is more about the balance point being moved. It's not about the barrel being bigger that's helping anybody. So I would suggest all of your listeners, there's probably not a bat handy, but do this sometime. If you got a bat handy, go get it and try this. Hold the bat normally, like traditionally, with the handle straight up in the air out in front of you with the bat pointing up to the sky. And then try to wiggle it side to side, the end of the bat, as fast as you can. Okay? Then stop. Now flip the bat over, hold it on the barrel at the end of the barrel. And so now the handle or the grip or the knob is pointing to the sky, and wiggle that fast as you can side to side. What's going to happen is when you hold it at the barrel and you try to move the handle of the bat side to side, it feels much lighter. But yet it's the same bat. You just wiggled the other way.
So,
and I always ask players, why does it feel lighter? It's because the weight is closer to the hands.
Okay,
so when I can move,
anytime you can move the weight, it makes a difference. So the season began with a bang, mostly because Nestor Cortez, who's now in the DL, got lit up like a Christmas tree for the Brewers.
Wearing a 44 glove, yes. Thanks for bringing that up. Yeah.
The glove got very little use because the balls were flying over his head.
Yes.
But you know, because a number of Yankees like Jazz Chisholm was using this bat that nobody really paid attention to, people got way out ahead going, they're going to have to ban this thing. It's illegal. That has all died down.
Yeah.
And probably rightfully so. This is not a panacea bat. This is just a slightly modified bat that may help some hitters who are tending to be guys that hit it lower on the bat, not in the barrel.
I was with I was recently with a Division I coach that is very sought after to be a coach. And we were talking about it and kind of laughing, and he knows my stance on it. And he's like, yeah, I would suggest guys don't do it because they move the barrel away from the traditional side. I don't want a guy learning how to miss the barrel, because that's what this does. If you miss barrels inside, like towards the taper of the bat, this is what helps a little bit. That's all.
Yeah, that's a bad thing to get accustomed to, right? You need to fix your swing to be able to barrel up the baseball.
So I have a tweet from last summer before Jazz was traded to the Yankees. As you know, I'm just a sick human. My fans, my teams are the Jags, the Marlins, and then my Magic hit my Mavericks this year. I mean, just been a horrible.
So you're
I'm on a horrible
so you are,
run.
Let's go through your teams. Jaguars, Sooners in college.
Okay, football. So I grew up out in Texas and Oklahoma, so Sooners, grew up that as a Sooner fan, yes.
And then Marlins, because that's the closest team.
I moved here in 91. Yeah, I moved here to Jacksonville in 91. There was no internet yet. I couldn't follow the Texas Rangers, and the local broadcast the next year is when the Marlins started, and I was listening to the Marlins games on the radio with Dave O'Brien doing the middle innings and Joe Angel. Joe Angel was the play-by-play guy doing the rest of the game, two amazing announcers, and I fell in love with the team because of those two guys.
Okay, and then your basketball team is the Mavericks because you're from
I went to the first ever Mavericks game in 1980. When I lived in Dallas. Yeah.
Man, what a combination right there. I love it.
Tough.
So your stance on the torpedo bats is, they're in the suite, the arsenal of modified bats, but they're not in any way a illegal advantage. And
nope, not at all.
If you can change your swing, you should probably change it. So you're not hitting it down there.
Yeah.
You know what it reminds me of? You'll know this as a former golf pro as well. Reminds me of the Cleveland VAS Irons.
Yes.
That had the hosel. They had the hosel sort of routed behind the face, so they were almost shank proof. And it's like, okay, that's, I guess, nice. However, don't shank it. Learn not to shank it.
So think of Greg Norman. So he loses to David Frost on the bunker shot in New Orleans. He loses to Larry Mize on the chip shot in the Masters.
Loses to Bob Tway.
Yep. He loses to Robert Gomez by holding it out on the last hole at the Bay Hill Invitational for 170.
But maybe worst of all, he loses to shrimpy little Corey Pavin at Shinnecock with Pavin using what?
Cleveland VAS hosel-less irons and hitting a 5-wood into the par 4 18th.
And he still didn't make the putt, which as a golfer, never forget. Like, he hits this incredible shot, pumps his fists, and then he's up there, he's got like an 8-footer, missed it. And I'm like, okay, still a great par, but you got to bury that putt, bro.
Are we sick humans that we know all that? Are we sick?
No, we're sports fans, Spence. That's why I love you, buddy.
Uh-oh. All right, buddy. That's right.
Uh-oh.
Hey, give me one. Ready? Duval! Let's go.
All right, schedule release is in May, and me and Wolfie and Vinny are going to be eagerly eyeing the Jags schedule. We had the most sublime weekend, not just going to the Packer game, but staying in your wonderful rental house out there on
It's going to be even better. I'm going to make it a better trip this year.
Oh, let's go. So good. It was couldn't have been better. What was the island again?
It's Amelia Island, and the house is in Fernandina Beach.
Fernandina Beach. People, go to Fernandina Beach. It is absolutely lovely. What a weekend it was. All right, Spence, as always, a pleasure. Thanks, buddy.
All right, brother. See ya.
All right, see you. Coming right at you. You can't catch me. Super Bowl bound. Players don't test me. Touchdown. 82 in the end zone. I'll end on this silly viral argument, if it is even an argument. The 100-man versus gorilla challenge. Could 100 able-bodied men take down, and I guess kill a single gorilla with their bare hands? There are some people that believe they could. Many of us, like me, who understand nature and watch a little bit of Nat Geo, realize you're crazy. Man is soft and weak and not accustomed to the kind of savagery required to survive in the wild for one day, much less to survive in a pack of other gorillas. What are we going to do to hurt the gorilla? You can't penetrate their skin. It's too thick. You couldn't even bite through it. Even if you had the gorilla pinned down and you had 20 Jeffrey Dahmers as part of your 100-man posse, you're not going to be able to, gouge his eyes out? I don't know, I suppose. They're 400 pounds. They've got 1,300 PSI grip strength, so they could pretty much shatter your wrist with a single grab of it. They could rip your shoulder right out of its socket, your arm right out of its shoulder socket. They've got massive teeth. No. And I've now seen a lot of AI videos, short videos, that do a really good job of showing what it might look like. Like an AI video of, I saw a group of men struggling to take down this gorilla, and I'm like, wow, that looks really accurate. It's like a 10-second clip. Other computer animations show the gorilla just picking people up and slamming them. That has now prompted other people to say, well, I'm not just going to get any 100 men. I'm going to get the following combination of men. Here's what I think would get the job done. And they're listing all these things like, I want 10 brothers from Baltimore. I want 5 crazy tweakers from New Orleans. I want the 2004 Detroit Pistons. I want to have The Rock. And then they're assembling their roster for this, quote, challenge. And then my favorite meme of all is somebody did a Photoshop and captioned it, if me and 99 of my boys did take down a gorilla, we wouldn't brag about it, but there would be signs. And it's a AI-generated giant black velour couch with a gorilla as the backrest and the armrests. I'm going to brag about it, but there would be signs. I actually kind of want that couch now. Somebody, can you make that couch right there with the gorilla embedded into it? That's enough for me today. Thank you to Spence for joining me. Hope you enjoy your Wednesday. I'm catching up on the week. If you would like to subscribe to Fridays, Scott and Solly join me from the old days at Fox Sports Radio. First team on Fox. I'm here $5 a month to be a premium subscriber. Plus, these commercials you're crassly subjected to that help fund this podcast don't exist on the premium stream. Another reason to get it, go to zabe.com/premium. Sign up today, and I say thank you. Thank you for your hard earned $5 a month. Have a great Wednesday, everybody. And we will see you next time.
La
live on DAZN Worldwide. May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90 exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Watching any sport is a hell of a lot more exciting when you got a little something-something riding on the game. But what happens when the season is over? At my bookie, there is no off-season. NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball, NHL, boxing, heck, table tennis, MMA, and more. If they got it, you can bet it. If the games are being played, the line is on the board at my bookie. Just remember, where you bet, though, is every bit as important, if not more so, than what you're betting on. That's why I tell all my friends to go to mybookie.ag. Oh, but my state just approved it. There's a big whatever, or these guys are in the market. Nah, Johnny come latelys. You want to trust them? Trust the bookie I've been working with for years, mybookie. MyBookie has been ahead of the game for years now. And why does it matter? Oh, I don't know. Maybe a million reasons. Better lines, better payouts, less rules. You name it. Plus, you get a bonus with me at MyBookie.ag. Use promo code Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo. That's promo code Zabe. And get your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. That's a free cash bonus for making your deposit. Use promo code Zabe to claim the offer. You bet, you win, and most importantly, you get paid with mybookie.ag.